Rebel Yell Podcast, Trip Live High School Sports Network. It is our final WPIAL Girls Basketball Player of the Week podcast. And you know, if you're the last one, that is a very, very good thing, because we're not giving this away to somebody who hasn't played a game in 3 weeks. She is one of the stars of the 2024 PIAA champions. Oh, that sounds so good. The Blackhawk Cougars. Elena Fuzetti is kind enough to join us. Elena, so close, so many times, so many people, even outside of the Blackhawk School District and the Beaver County area, are thrilled that you guys finally are able to capture gold. Congratulations.
Thank you. It's been a, it was took a while, but you know, we got it.
Let's go back to your junior year. You guys have an outstanding season. You sort of knew that you guys were going to be strong. I think the year before you won the WPIAL championship. So you guys rip through the district again. You get to the Peterson Event Center, and you fall to North Catholic. You regroup, get back on your feet, run through the PIAA state playoffs, get all the way to Hershey, and you fall there again. After the season was over, and I'm not talking about immediate reaction, but, you know, once you had time to reflect a little bit, are you more proud of a season like that because it's double silver is still a tremendous accomplishment, or are you just sort of hammering yourself in your head what went wrong in those two title games?
I feel like looking back last year, it was almost like, okay, we got it, but it was never enough for me. Everyone was always congratulations, like at the banquet, it was like, we made it. It's amazing to be in both those championships. But in the back of my head, I was like, okay, like, yeah, it was fun. But like, we didn't have the cameras in our face. We were the ones crying. Like, it wasn't that fun. So this year, when it happened again at the WPIAL, I was like, this is it. Like, we are not losing our last chance. So.
So are you more, you know, I talked to Coach Houston because Blackhawk was our team of the week. And the one thing I said, was it tough to regroup after a devastating district loss? And he said, no, you know, he said, we said new season. Well, coaches could say whatever they want, but what are the players feeling? And it sounds like you guys were ticked and you guys were ready to go make another run in the States.
Oh, definitely. I remember film. It was like, if one person said a word, they got to look like, just be quiet. Like, we had, this is our last chance. We had, what is states? Five games. Five. And coach was really big on like new season. Like, this is us. And I feel like preparing for states, everyone was locked in. Everyone was focused. Every practice was, I mean, when you get towards states, like, you're not really practicing hardcore every day. Your bodies are tired. It's right. More like mental, like, what do they run? What do we run? What do we have to do? And I thought coach did a really good job of just like kind of keeping us not mentally exhausted. Like, we had fun, but we got what we needed to do done.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Let's go back before this season began. Your coach, longtime coach, I think 18 years, your first 3 years at Blackhawk, Steve Lodovico decides to resign. What was your reaction upon hearing he was stepping down?
So he called us into a room in school, and I thought we were all in trouble after Hershey because we stayed up too late. So I was like, okay. And then he came in and he was serious, and he told us, and I cried, actually. I was just like heartbroken because like I was a water girl in like fourth grade for him, and it was just like I always looked forward to playing for him. And the 3 years we had together, he taught me so much. Like, this year, Coach Greg was great, and I'm really lucky to play for him. But a lot of it goes back to Coach Lodovico, kind of just the mindset he taught us. And I was really upset, but I knew he had to do it. His kids are getting older. But I was upset. But I'm happy with what happened.
Well, yeah. In hindsight, it worked out perfectly because Coach Houston is a tremendous coach himself and degree at Beaver. As you guys know, you went head to head with the Bobcats several times. But was it more just, okay, it stinks because he's such a good coach and we all know him and he knows us and blah, blah, blah. Was it like the unknown, not knowing at the time that Coach Houston was going to step in? Because he even said he had stepped out at Beaver. People were asking him, oh, you're going to take the Blackhawk job, even with his daughter on the team. He said, I don't think so. He felt he was legitimately burned out. I guess the great unknown of not knowing who was going to be next is a little intimidating.
It was. And when I started hearing his name, I was like, are you kidding me? Like, I did not like him. Because when we played against him at Beaver, I was like, he's a good coach. So he knew how to, like, play against us. I would have my worst games against him. And I was just like, if he's my coach senior year, I'm going to be so mad. And he lives in my neighborhood, too, so I know him. But it was just like, that was the scary part of the unknown. And I was like, okay. And then he got the job. And I was like, okay.
What did he yell at you when you were 10, when you were rollerblading on his driveway or something?
No, but he would call me out for my travels against Beaver. And it's just something I work on it all the time, but I just can't get my traveling down all the time. And he would call it out, so I'd have like 5 travels against them. And I was just so mad, and I just never wanted to shake his hand after the game. And then he was our coach, and he was great. I told him, I was like, you know I didn't like you, but this was a fun year, and I'm so glad I got to play for him. He taught me some great things.
That is a tremendous story.
Yeah.
That's so awesome.
I mean, the same with the assistant coach, RJ. He was at Drill for Skill, and I left Drill for Skill and played for the Bruins for my last year. And I was like, oh, RJ Brown, I don't like him. And then he's the assistant coach. And I love him now, too. Like, it was so fun having him.
Well, you know what? I mean, kudos to you. It shows a bit of maturity that you can have this perception of them, but yet you let them do their thing, and then all of a sudden the respect blossomed and the admiration and the likeness blossomed as well. So kudos to you, I guess.
It was so fun, though.
Before we talk more basketball, I want to get this this water girl thing. You mentioned it before we got started, too. You, back in the day, were the water girl for the varsity team. You were like, what, fourth grade or something like that?
Yeah, I started in fourth grade, and I was until sixth grade. My mom was an assistant coach, too. So, and Coach Ludovico was the head coach. And it was like Chastity, Amagrasso, Bree Hoover, who was actually one of our assistants, which was fun. I was with her when they won, and then she coached us when we won. And it was just, like, fun. He snapped some clipboards, threw some water bottles at me, but then Coach Ludovico was my coach.
What makes a good water girl or water person?
You just got to have the water bottle right there with the towel, ready for them coming off the bench.
Yeah, but are you handing them the water bottle or are you doing the squirting?
I'm handing them the water bottle.
Well, you can only hold one water bottle, though. Players are coming off.
You'd have all of them are in your arms, or there's a little thing you could carry around.
Okay.
You just have
You got to be attention. You got to pay attention. You got to be alert.
Yeah.
You can't be fiddling with someone behind you as there's a timeout and they're coming with their tongues hanging out looking for water, and you're like over there.
Oh, no. It's a super – I mean, that might be one of the hardest jobs on the team. And my sister was one this year, her and her best friend. And when they would hand me a water and I didn't want it, I'd just, like, slam it back in their face. And looking back, I was like, I was that girl.
I know, Elena. I would think you'd be the last person in the world to do
I think
that.
It was just because when I wasn't doing too good, it was my sister. And I was just like, take it. I feel
so
bad.
If it was anyone else – you would
I wouldn't do that.
No, I'm so sorry. Not at this moment. Thank you.
Right? Yeah. No. But with her, I was just like, no.
Slam it back. you guys rock and roll with the new coach. You guys win another section title, perfect record in the section play. You get the number one seed, everything's going according to plan. You take care of business against Greensburg-Salem, then Laurel Highlands. Very impressive win over a good Laurel Highlands team in the semifinals. Another matchup with North Catholic. This one goes overtime. Trojans prevail 40-37. Rough, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't too fun.
What do you feel you guys didn't do or you didn't do that could have turned the outcome around, either in regulation or overtime?
I just think it really was not our best game. Watching the film, it was like our cutting wasn't hard enough. Not everything was perfect, and that's what got us. Like, the third quarter, we were up by 5, which was like being up by 20, and that the game was super close the whole time.
But sure.
Yeah, and I really thought we were going to just keep it going, but obviously Rocca's a great player. She just kind of took off. We weren't communicating right. Our switching was really bad, and I think that's what got them so many points.
That probably, the communication, the switching up, has probably been spot on almost the entire season, because you guys, I mean, what you guys did, especially in the postseason, but even in the regular season, some of the jaw-dropping numbers that you guys allowed was incredible. I know both Coach Lodovico and Coach Houston both have that sort of defense-first mentality. So from that standpoint, you guys have already had it drilled in you, defense, defense, defense. You know, your skills will take over offensively. How much fun was it playing the defense the way you guys played and how effectively you guys played?
It was just fun in a way that the Romine twins and Ava Davis, they were like our star defenders. Like, they would be the ones, they weren't the top scorers, but they would be the ones to get all the steals, guard their best players, and just be in their face. And I just feel like the defense was more fun. It was more, you could talk more. Getting a steal and going down, or even just blocking a shot, the team kind of got into it a little bit more on the defensive end, which then carried to the offense.
You mentioned Ava. Coach went out of his way to mention her as well, saying that she was one of the underrated stars, that, you know, everybody sort of knew of you coming into the season, and you did what you usually do, putting up nice numbers. You know, the growth of Aubrey as a sophomore made for a nice 1-2 punch. She wasn't necessarily getting a lot of stats per se, but man, she was doing a lot of things on both sides that produces winning basketball.
Yeah, I mean, Ava would get rebounds that I didn't even know was possible to get. You look at her and you're just like, okay, she can jump. She's so fast and she's really strong. And I think just having her in there is like fire. She came off the bench, but it kind of like gave me a break because I knew every rebound was probably going to be in her hands no matter where the ball went. It was just everywhere. So she was fun. And if there were 6 people that could start, I really wish there could be, just for her, so she could get that one spot.
So let's go back to last week. You guys are successful through the state quarterfinals, Harbor Creek, St. Mary's, and Fairview. A matchup with District 3 champion Wyomissing, the only team, I believe, boys and girls, that came into the state playoffs with a perfect record. As you were preparing for the Spartans, did you think, man, this team looks good? Or did you think, you know, we can take this squad?
When we first watched film, obviously they had that big girl who's legit. She's really good, like a D1 player right there. But I was watching the film in the back of my head. I was like, I think we got them. Like, the pressure of being undefeated, I think, definitely caught up to them. And their coach, too, because he had to have felt a lot. And before the game, we kind of just went in like, this is it. Like, we have one more game to get there. It's 32 minutes. Give everything we have. We need to talk, communicate, and I think that game helps prepare us for states.
Mm. Yeah, you take care of business, handing Wyomissing their only loss of the year in impressive fashion, 47-31. Another trip to Hershey. You guys get District 2 champion Scranton Prep. Did you guys as a team, it's a new coach, Did you do anything different in this trip to the Giant Center as far as the buildup or the preparation for it than you did last year?
We had a shoot around on Friday up at a school there. We didn't have one last year. And I think it was good for us mentally, like I said, like for their plays. A lot of their plays, like our defense, we knew it had to be perfect against Grand Prep. And when it wasn't, they made us pay with a three-pointer. Like they were all shooters and all their plays were cuts and switches and screens and everything. And I think us having that shoot around, walking through their plays, just helped us know what was coming. Mm.
It helps when you play the kind of defense you guys do to get off to a quick lead. And you guys did that, limiting them to 7 points in the first quarter. You guys jump out to a 14-7 lead. At the huddle before the second quarter, the confidence level for you guys has to be through the roof.
Oh, it was. And the energy, too. But we coach did keep us in check. Like, it's the first quarter. Like, we got the whole game to play. But he was good with, like, bringing the energy, but then also bringing us to reality. Like, we have three more quarters.
And you guys played even with them in quarters two and three. In fact, you outscored them 11-10 in both those middle quarters, and then 20-17 to wrap up the victory, 56-44. So you're winding down your scholastic career. Seconds are ticking away. After so much silver and all this silver stuff, you're finally going to conclude your scholastic career with gold. What are you thinking about as time is ticking away on the state championship game and your high school career?
It was just finally like we did it. We ended how we could. And it's going to literally be in my head forever. Aubrey was shooting foul shot. And me and Piper Romine were in rebounding. And I just looked at her and she was just like smiling. I mean, tears were about to rush down her face. And I did get a little sad because Haley Piper and Ava, the captains, we played together. And Katie and Jane, too, all the seniors. We've been together since like fourth grade.
Sure.
So it was just sad. Like this was the end. But it was like this is how we wanted to end it. Like there's just no better way to do it.
No, that's a perfect way.
So indeed. It was still fun. Yeah.
Well, that's awesome. So, you know, your mother won a championship at Blackhawk 25 years ago, right? 1999.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Your dad played for some very good Blackhawk teams. I mean, do you like wear all that medal now that you have accomplished over the last 4 years around and say, so how many of you guys got?
I mean, I guess we do. It makes a lot of noise when you wear them all together, but I knew we had to win our last state game because I didn't want my parents to be like, oh, we won states.
Yes.
Two of them. So I was like, no, I have to have one gold.
That's right. Exactly. Yeah. Mercyhurst. Mm-hmm. Tell us about that decision.
They recruited me when I was a sophomore. And I love the coaches. I love the team. I love the campus. They were almost at every single one of my AAU games over the summer. And I committed a little bit late. It was later in the season. But I don't know. It just felt right. Like when you know, you know.
Yeah, sure. Now, do you love the campus in December and January? Because winters up there are a different animal.
Yeah. I'm in basketball season, so I'm not going to be outside.
That's true.
That's what I tell myself. And that's then when true. It's warm, like you get like the lake is there, all the fun stuff.
Yeah, that's smart. Very good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good thinking. All right. Let's, we're winding things down here. Elena Fazzetti of Blackhawk, our final girls basketball player of the week. So let's ask some questions. You pay attention to March Madness?
A little bit. Not much.
Not much, but what little you do, do you pay more attention to the guys or the gals?
Usually it's the girls. I don't know why, but this year I think I was so caught up in our season that I was just really behind on everything going on outside of it.
Did you see the Clark girl? What's her
Caitlin
from Iowa.
Clark, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, did she's crazy.
Did you see her chirping with her dad?
I did when he told her to shut up.
Yeah.
Yeah. It made me think of my dad.
I was going to say, would we see something like that from you guys?
Yeah. If I'm complaining to the ref, he's just going to be like, stop. Like, what are you doing? He's always taught me, just be quiet. They're going to make bad calls, whatever. Yeah.
Good job, Dad. Good job.
Right.
Yeah. I'm going to give you some things now, and I want you to rank them, okay?
Okay.
This is school-related. English, math, science. I know that's general, but how would you rank those three things?
Okay, I'd give math number one, science number two, English number three.
Brandon Cummings, we just did. He's from Lincoln Park, our boys player of the week. He also went with math first, and that's odd. The times I've asked this, everyone else buries math. So,
no, I like math, not English.
No.
I don't like writing essays. I don't like the English part. I'll do math.
Well, now, what levels of math? Like, are we talking geometry, calculus, trigonometry?
So right now I'm taking a college stats class. So that's my math this year. I like it. But I would say that type of math. But if I have to go math, I'll pick calculus.
Oh, my goodness gracious. All right. Whew, that's way, I mean, that's sort of way.
I don't know. I'm not really picking school over anything. I'd pick basketball over school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So rank these: steak, chicken, seafood.
I'm going to go steak number one, seafood number two, chicken number three.
When you go to a nice fancy restaurant there in Darlington, do you...
I'm not going to a fancy restaurant in Darlington. I'm going to get out of Fever County.
How do you like your steak cooked?
Medium rare. That's what I'll say.
All right. Wow. Okay. Chicken, do you like chicken tenders or chicken... wings, chicken wings,
chicken tenders.
Okay,
definitely chicken tenders.
Do you like bread?
Yeah,
I mean, who doesn't like bread?
Yeah, right? Yeah.
I'm gonna give you four kinds of bread. You can go off the board if you choose. Rank these: wheat, white, Italian, rye.
Italian, or
if you have a favorite, you can throw some else in there.
I would say Italian number one, white number two, wheat number three, and rye number four.
Is there anything? Go ahead.
No, I don't know what order I'd really put that in.
Is there anything better than fresh baked Italian bread?
Mm. No, damn. Nothing beats that.
Oh, man. I tell you what, I remember I was working an overnight shift at a job long ago when I was young, and a coworker came in. He was working the morning shift, and he brought me a fresh-baked Mancini's bread.
Wow.
And I killed the whole loaf, just that butter. Yeah. Oh.
I agree. I would do the same.
Okay. All right, I'm going to give you five beverages. Rank these: pop, water, milk, juice, or coffee/tea.
Okay, I'm giving water number one, coffee last. Everything else is just in between.
Very well done.
Yeah.
fruits or vegetables?
Fruit.
Favorite one?
Watermelon.
Favorite vegetable?
I'll say a carrot.
A carrot.
Yep, just one carrot. Just one carrot.
Now, carrots are interesting. Do you like them? See, I'll eat carrots cooked, but I'm not like a Bugs Bunny sit there chawing on a raw carrot. Do you like them?
Yeah, I'm the opposite. See, I would I don't like cooked carrots.
Oh, okay.
I don't know why, but I would eat. I eat like the mini ones, like the baby carrots.
Yeah, yeah. So you like dip them in
like ranch or something.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. I could do that.
Yeah.
What's your worst vegetable?
Tomatoes.
Oh, so you won't eat?
No.
No. Well, now, does that affect your eating of pizza?
No.
Okay, so tomato sauce is all right.
Yeah, just not.
Tomatoes, no.
It depends on the tomato sauce.
Okay.
It just depends.
All right.
Yeah.
Favorite dessert?
Chocolate cake. 100%.
Chocolate cake. Now, do you have icing on that chocolate cake?
Specifically the one from Costco, yeah.
So it's chocolate cake, chocolate icing?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's pretty strong.
But very. But like there's some is just too strong, you can't get it. Like when you find a good chocolate cake, you just have to enjoy that.
You know, my favorite people ask, no, actually nobody asks. But my favorite combination of cake is probably like a yellow cake with chocolate icing.
That's my dad's favorite.
Oh, your dad, I tell you, your dad's a good man. but one of the ones I liked, and I don't eat it that often because I don't think anyone else likes it, but I loved it as a kid, was chocolate cake with white icing.
I don't know if I've ever had that.
Really?
Yeah. Chocolate cake, white icing. No, I have. Actually, I lied. From like Giant Eagle.
Well, you know what? You can make these things yourself, you know.
Yeah, but no one's ever made a cake that I know or that I've had with chocolate cake and white icing.
Do you have the ability, do you have a cake pan at home?
Yeah.
So if you went out and got some, whatever, Duncan Hines, I don't even know what the brand names are anymore, got a box of chocolate cake and then one of those little things of pre-made white icing, and you decided, I'm going to make this cake and ice it, and then I'm going to try it. You could do that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Can you do it for me?
Yeah, I will.
Before you go to school.
Yeah.
Before you go to school. Are you off this week? Isn't it a spring break or something?
We're off Wednesday.
Okay, so you're off Wednesday till
Monday.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, beautiful. You got a couple days. Go out, or even, you know what, I mean, just tell mom it's for school. Tell her to ask and pick her up on the way home or something, whatever.
Yeah.
Chocolate cake and the already pre-made icing. You don't even have to make icing like you had to back in my day.
Okay.
Try it, and then you let me know, double thumbs up, one thumbs up, or thumbs down.
Okay, I will.
And if you don't like it, I'll come to your house and I'll eat the rest of it.
Okay, sounds good.
And if your dad wants to make yellow cake with chocolate icing, I'll come over as well.
Okay, it sounds good.
Okay, so we talked about the sweet dessert. What about a snack? Like a salty, you know, snack.
Honestly, I'm not that big of a snacker. I honestly don't know what I'd pick.
Like a pretzel? No?
Probably some sort of chip.
Okay.
Some chips, I would say.
Some sort of chip. Maybe like a poker chip, something like that.
All right. Yeah, we could play poker and stuff.
Do you eat Pop-Tarts?
Yeah. Actually, we have free breakfast in school, and it's usually a Pop-Tart. So.
Now, do you toast them?
No, we're not allowed.
What is that like a school district thing?
Yeah, you're not allowed to put the Pop-Tarts in the toaster. We have a toaster for the bagels, but not for the Pop-Tarts.
What sense does that make?
We just eat regular Pop-Tarts.
So if you had a box of Pop-Tarts at home, say over the summer.
Okay, yeah.
Would you toast it?
Yeah, I would.
Okay, all right. Now, okay, mad respect back for you.
Yeah.
What's your favorite flavor?
S'mores.
Yeah, okay.
I like s'mores. That. Yeah.
And finally, either now or when you were a young kid, Kool-Aid?
Yeah, I actually dyed my hair with Kool-Aid. But I would drink it too. Blue was my favorite, so I dyed the ends of my hair blue.
Oh, Elena, Elena, Elena.
Yep.
Wow. We obviously saved the best for last because this is the most entertaining podcast that we've
had. Okay, that's good. That's good.
Yeah, soak the tear tips and then, you know.
Yeah.
Whatever. That's interesting. And we'll end it on that note.
Sounds good.
Elena, congratulations. Again, not only the outstanding career, but like I said, everybody is just thrilled that you guys were able to finally achieve the golden goal, so to speak. And let me know how the cake is. And hopefully we can stay in touch as you rock and roll up in Erie.
Thank you. Sounds good.
All right. Elena Fusetti of Blackhawk, our girls basketball, WPIL girls basketball player of the week, the last one. We did team of the week recaps. I don't know that we're going to do that for play of the week, cause I didn't do it for the boys. So there you go. Let's recap real quick. 4A, 5A, 6A. We did 1A, 2A, 3A in the, team of the week, podcast with Coach Houston of Blackhawk 56, Granton Prep 44, the Cougars. They become the sixth straight year. That a WPIL girls team has won a PIAA championship. And I think there's only been 2 years in this century that they have not. Let's see if I have that written down real quick here. 2017, 2008. Those are the only 2 years since the turn of the century that a WPIL girls basketball team did not win a state championship. 5A girls and 6A girls, both won by District 12 teams. Archbishop Wood, 37-27, a defensive battle. They knock off District 10's Cathedral Prep in the 5A championship game. And Cardinal O'Hara, 42-26, again, defense wins championships. They defeated Spring Ford out of District 3. Spring Ford was the team that eliminated Norwin back in the quarterfinals. All right, that'll do it for the Rebel Yell podcast. Elena Fazzetti of Blackhawk, very entertaining. Check it out. We thank her for joining us and Chris Lackner, our producer, as well. Coming up, Player of the Year for both Boys and Girls podcast some point this weekend. By the way, happy Easter. For Chris Lackner, I'm Don Rebel. Thank you for joining us, Rebel Yell Podcast, Trib Live, High School Sports Network.